Hi, my dear students. You might have noticed that some childish habits and desires in your grandmother, like playing with marbles, flying kites, etc. You can think of some more. Dear students, here is a poem about a grown-up woman continuing childish habits and desires. Today we will deal with that poem, Grandma Climbs a Tree. The poem Grandma Climbs a Tree is written by Ruskin Bond. This is a beautiful narrative poem written by Ruskin Bond. He is one of the greatest Indian authors in English. He was born in Kasauli in 1934. He wrote his first novel, The Room on the Roof, when he was 17. He has written more than 30 books for children. He was awarded the Sahitya Academy Award in 1992 for Our Trees Still Grow in Dehra, his novel in English. He was awarded the Padma Shri in 1999 and the Padma Bhushana in 2014. Grandma Climbs a Tree is a beautiful narrative poem, shows Ruskin Bond's great ability to enjoy unusual events and actions. The poet Ruskin Bond poetically describes his granny, her grandmother, as a strange person and her love for trees. The speaker here explains her unusual habits and desires. Now we will read each stanza of that poem. First stanza. My grandmother was a genius. You would like to know why? Because she could climb trees, spreading her high. She would be up to their branches in a trice. And mind you, when last she climbed a tree, she was 62. Ever since childhood, she would have this gift for being happier in a tree than in a lift. In this stanza, the speaker, poet Ruskin Bond, calls his grandmother a genius because she could climb trees very quickly. Even at the age of 62, she used to climb the trees. Climbing tree was the gift for her from childhood. She had great pleasure in a tree than in a lift. Now let us read the next stanza. After the rescue, the doctor took Granny's temperature and said, "I strongly recommend a quiet week in bed." He sighed with relief and tucked her up well. Poor Granny, for her it was like a brief season in hell. Confined to her bedroom, while every breeze whispered of summer and dancing leaves. Stanja explains, the doctor strictly advised her to take bed rest for a week. Staying in bed was like hell for her. We'll read next Stanja. But she had held her peace till she felt stronger. Then she sat up and said, "I will lie here no longer." And she called for my father and told him undaunted that a house in a treetop was she now wanted. My dad knew his duties. He said, "That's all right. You will have what you want, dear. I'll start work tonight." This stanza explains how she demanded a house in a treetop. Her son was very caring and beautiful person. He agreed to build a house on the treetop. We move to the next stanza. With my expert assistance, he soon finished that chore, made her a tree house with windows and a door. So Granny moved up, and now every day I climb to her room with glasses and tray. She sits there in state and drinks sherry with me, upholding her right to rest. inside in a tree. This stanza depicts that the poet's father, Granny's son, built a tree house on a tree for his mother with the assistance of his son, that is the poet Ruskin Bond. The granny moved into the treetop house. She lived in that tree house very happily. My dear students, I hope you enjoyed this poem and understood very well. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Bye-bye.